Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on HalifaxToday.ca. Abominable. This entirely adorable little animated film had me smiling its entire runtime. It follows three teenagers who embark on a journey to help a lost Yeti find his family. The whole while, they're chased by a zoologist and rich man who want him for nefarious purposes. Writer and co-director Jill Coulton and Todd Wilderman infuse this one with a ton of spirit, heart and great comedic moments. The voice cast, including Chloe Bennett, Albert Tsai, Tenzing Norgay Trainer, and Tsai Chin, is full of actors who bring their characters to life. With Sarah Paulson and Eddie Izzard also aboard, it's a group who make us care for these folks. It's a wonderful entry that will delight both children and adults alike, and it was a nice surprise. 3.5/5 stars. You, this little creepy gem is upping the ante with a season 3 that proves to be as madcap and twisty as ever. Gossip Girl alum Penn Badgley smolders and surprises in his menacing role as Joe, a gorgeous young fellow with a dark secret. Joe becomes violent and volatile to keep a hold of those he loves, and has a deeply obsessive nature. His object of affection from last season, played by Victoria Pedretti, will be back. But with new cast members Saffron Burrows, Travis Van Winkle, Scott Speedman, and many more, there will be surprises aplenty. From TV pros Sarah Gamble and Greg Berlanti, expect this season to be an entertaining, transformative one. 4/5 stars Stepbrothers. So, with every raunchy comedy of the last 20 years, I should probably start with the caveat that some of these jokes absolutely, positively are not reflective of the progress we've made as a society. That said, Stepbrothers remains a hilarious, provocative and truly wonderful showcase for its two stars. From wonderful director Adam McKay, who would move from comedies like these to Oscar territory, comes one of the absolute funniest comedies of the 2000s. He and stars Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly unite to write a script that absolutely sings, and gives an outlandish platform for those two to shine. It follows two lazy, goofy middle-aged men who become stepbrothers and are now stuck as roommates. Their antics to make each other's lives miserable cause havoc for their family and each other. The two stars are incredible, but they're propped up by standout turns from Katherine Hahn, Adam Scott, Richard Jenkins and Mary Steenburgen. Honestly, it's an incredibly crass movie, but it's hilarious and will reward the viewer greatly. 4/5 stars A Knight's Tale. In the early 2000s, Heath Ledger was everywhere. He proved a formidable romantic lead in 10 Things I Hate About You and a dramatic force in The Patriot and Monsters Ball. But it was his blonde locks and signature smirk in this one that really made people stand up and notice. Writer-director Brian Helgeland, who won an Oscar for his L.A. Confidential screenplay, creates a visually fantastic triumph. The film follows a peasant squire whose master dies, and his choice to create a new identity and pose as a knight. Ledger, Mark Addy, Rufus Sewell, Paul Bettany, Alan Tudyk and Shannon Sosamon are all fantastic, and there are some genuinely funny scenes. Bettany in particular is great. It's a feel-good film that has now been around 20 years, and it's still absolutely loved. 4/5 stars Judy. While not the most exuberant, all-out exciting musical biopic ever made, this film has one really big thing going for it. Renee Zellweger's turn as Judy Garland is, in a word, revelatory. She won an Oscar for her portrayal, and she buoys this entire film. The film follows Garland as she goes to London in 1968 to perform sold-out concerts. Jesse Buckley, Finn Wittrock, and Rufus Sewell give nuanced turns, but this is Zellweger's show, and she makes the role hers. It won't wow you overall, but this incredible actress will, and her achievement alone makes this one worth a viewing. 3.5/5 stars Jordan Parker's weekly film reviews can be found on his blog, Parker and the Picture Shows.